is Love Made Visible, Cahil Gibran.
My guest, Shana Ritter, is a longtime Bloomington resident, though she loves to travel. She's excited about receiving an Indiana artist's grant to write a series of poems on the immigrant experience based on her mother's own life. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Shana, welcome. Read to us.
Thank you, Jenny. Four poems about four very different places in summer. Summer, small town. Midwest humid, heat slams skin. A fast pitch, thwack of a bat. Unsplintered wood, long, hard fly. The fielder's near miss holds the runner to third. The evenings, a player stranded. A wisp of moon arced. A blur in a too-light sky. Further out from town, past the 10-mile-per-hour curve, up the dusty drive, past the worn-out orchard, the empty clothesline, the bare rise of hill, the house leans into its sweep of yard. Beyond the reach of porch light, the chair sets just to the side of where the tree swing hung, empty, waiting, still. El agua del botijo, which translates to water from the clay jug. In the midday heat, we all retire inside to the houses of tile and stone that hold the coolness of the hours before the duero is lit by the sun. We sit around the table, full and quiet, the blinds pulled against the heat, the light that knows no mercy cracks the ground and the rocks, to say nothing of spirits. Pepe shuffles the old deck of cards and the game begins. Pesetas gathered into mounds. Even the priest plays, though at first he feigned indifference. The old ones are the most brutal. Hand after hand, they tally every point, pay up to the last centimo, don't let a thing slip by. During a pause, we send one of the children for the botijo, the cool clay jar filled at the well in the still early morning, has sat all day in the dark of the pantry. The water tastes like earth. Drinking it in the bearing, bone-dry warmth of late afternoon is like holding dawn on my tongue. In a poem about Guatemala, the loom. Weavings for sale, women shout, tejidos hecho a mano. They crouch, colors of spring flowers on the church steps above the plaza. Fuego, the volcano shoots. Ash falls on the huipiles worn by the women grouped around the square. San Antonio Aguas Calientes lies 5 miles down hard, rutted roads. Weavers squat in open huts, tied in backstrap looms. One end around their waist, the other around a pole holds them within the weaving. Hands move hummingbird quick and delicate. The slap of wood places another line of blue. Wooden needles trace a figure, half deer, half child, running through the warp. Threads pull taut as the women weave 10 hours a day between nursing, farming, cooking, palms clapping out tortillas. Daughters hold younger sisters, watch their grandmothers and mothers weave. Their hands itch to touch the birds, people, rough diamonds breaking in red, orange, purple. Sun sets behind the volcano. Women gather weavings into baskets, place them on their heads. Arms drift down to their sides, rise with a shift in weight. Huipiles, wrapped skirts and bundles, fuchsia, avocado, cornflower, blue, like the feathers of the Mayan Quetzal, beating its wings to rise.
Poems today on The Poet's Weave are by Shana Ritter. I am Jenny Kander.